Kumlan in a black Gemara, we're up to Dav Chav Vav Amar Aleph, and again, learning and hopefully in this chus, Chayle Amecha will be cured, and no one should get sick anymore, Rahman Islam. We are continuing to discuss different wicks and oils that are permissible to be used for Shabbos, and we're going to go down the path also of some of the laws of Tumah in the next couple of blocks. Okay. Says the Gemara, we are up to the two dots, about 10 lines from the top. Tarabana, we learned, Ein madlikin, nor can you use to light. We're talking about for Truma Tameya. So, nor can you light Tevel Tamei. Tevel is food before you actually remove the Truma and the Maisers. Tevel is made up of two words, Tov Loi. It's no good. And so, if the Tevel, you haven't given Isha Truma yet, and it is Tamei, you cannot light with it. And the question will be why. Bechoil, even in the weekday, Ve'ein tzadach leimu v'shabbos. And surely on Shabbos you can't. We'll soon come back to this. Why? Ki'yetzibay similarly, Ein madlikin, you're not allowed to light benefit with nafta, which is something like tar, love and white, Bechoil in the weekday, Ve'ein tzadach leimu, and you don't have to say v'shabbos, you cannot use it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Bish Leiman Nafit, love and white nafta. We understand why we said Mipneshu off, because it's smoky and it catches on fire, it's very combustible, and it can burn it attaches the wall, can burn the house down. And like Tracy said before, that you're so worried about the house burning that you might, you know, move it around and extinguish it and so on and so forth. Fine. Aval Tevel Tummy, my timer. What's wrong with Tevel? That's tummy. Why can't you burn it? Says the Gemara, and the Rashi learned, not everyone agreed, but Rashi learned that Tevel Tamei is a Chiddush. Tevel Tahar, surely you shouldn't burn it, because you have Truma included in it, and Maisa, you have to give it Truma Maisa. Even Tevel Tamei, which you can't really do anything with it, you also cannot burn it, so why not? Amakras and Posse, Vahin Ani, we learned yesterday, Ani, Ahin and Esat, I gave you. Hashem told Adonis Mishmeres Truma, so I gave you to guard my Trumas in plural. Now we said yesterday, Bishtei Trumas, Akasim Bedamer, that we're equating the two Trumas. Achas Truma Tahira. We learned yesterday from here that you have Truma Tahira, which obviously belongs to the Kohen. He eats from it, and no one else can take it. If they take it, they have to pay back with a penalty. And the Achas Truma Tameya, also contaminated Truma, also belongs to the Kohen. In what way? That he can burn it, and while he's burning it, he can enjoy it, cook food on it or something. So, but we're also equating it in other respects. Ma truma tahira, just like truma tahira. Ein loch ba. When does the kohen actually have the right to enjoy it? Ela meshas harama veilach. Only after they gave the truma. Is af truma tmeya. So too, when it comes to contaminated truma, ein loch ba. You cannot use it for your own benefit. Ela meshas harama veilach. Only after you gave the truma. So while it's in a state of tevel, and the truma included in it, you cannot have any hana, even if it's tamei. So Gufa, let us analyze what you said. Abshima ben Elazar says, Ein madlikin. Abshima ben Elazar says, you cannot light, but sorry, you cannot light, but sorry, which we learned yesterday is balsam. And we learned a couple of reasons. First of all, we gave two reasons yesterday. Either because it has a really nice smell, and we're scared that you're going to take some of the oil on Shabbos. That's why you shouldn't light it for right now. You take some of it on Shabbos, which you're over mechaber, extinguishing the fire by removing some of the oil. Or the reason is because it's also very smoky and it's off. And, you know, the house can catch on fire. V'chein hoy Reb Shimon Lozoimer, Reb Shimon Lozoimer also said that tzori, what is tzori? Eina ela tzorof, all tzori is the sap ma'atze haktof, from these balsam trees. That's what a tzori is. Reb Shimon Lozoimer says, kol hayoytzim in eitz, anything that emanates from a tree, Ain madlikin boy, anything that emanates from a tree, you shouldn't use to light. Any of the oils or everything saps from a tree, you shouldn't use that to light, but they don't burn well. They don't attach themselves to the wick well. Rabbi Shmuel Baruch says, Ain madlikin el v'yesin apri. So Rabbi Shmuel, Hashem Elazar sounds similar, we'll come back to that soon. Rabbi Shmuel Baruch says, Ain madlikin, you shouldn't light oils el v'yesin min apri. Only something that comes from a fruit. That's the only thing you can use. So in other words, you cannot use fish fats or other things. Only things that come from a fruit. Okay. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, we had this already before. Rabbi Tarfon says only olive oil. He said, you're being so strict and you're saying the only thing you can light with on Friday nights is olive oil. So what should the people of Bavel do? They don't have any access. The only access they have to is sesame oil. They shouldn't light at all. What should the people of Modai do? All they have is like walnut oil. What should they do? What should the people of Alexandria do? All they have is radish oil. What should they do? And the people in Kaputkaya, these people are brought quite often to Gemara, will have in Kedushin. They don't have neither one. What should they do? All they have is nafa. This is the rule. Only those things that are highlighted in the Mishnah you shouldn't use, those are the only ones that you shouldn't use. But you are permitted to use shem and dogim, oil from fish. You can use that, fish oils. And you can use itron. Itron, again, is that thing, the residue from tar, has an awful smell. And we had a machlekes if you allowed using that. He says, yes, you can use anything you want. As long as the Mishnah doesn't highlight that it's also, you can use it. Rab Shimon Shazori says, Madlikin, he says, you're allowed to use shem and pekois, that is oil from fruits of the gourd family, uven nafet, and naphtha as well. You're allowed to use that. Sumcha says, kol hayotze min habasa, anything that comes out of flesh, ein madlikin bay. Anything that comes from flesh, like fats and all that, you cannot use. Ela bat, shem and dogim. The only thing you can use is fish oil. Says the Gemara, so Sumchas Haino Tanakama. So they're banning like fat, you know, chelim, we had in the Mishnah fat, but they're allowing fish oil. So what's the chilug in Sumchas and Tanakama, which are Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri? Aren't they basically saying the same thing? He says, all those in the Mishnah are apostle, and fats of an animal is included there, that is apostle. And you said fish oil is good. What's the difference? Says Gemara, Ika Benai. The difference is the Rab Broina. What we learned Rambam Rab. Rab Broina said in the name of Rab that he said even this melted fish oil. If you melted fish in oil, he says if you add a little bit of kosher oil to it, it's all right. And the machlekes is what do you call it? If you take fats and it's melted fats, which were geyser, you shouldn't use because you might use solid fats. He says if you mix a little bit of oil into that, you're allowed to. And one of these tanaim hold you're allowed to, and one of them hold you don't. V'leim esayim, it's not conclusive who's the one who is lenient and who isn't. Okay. Now we're going to go down the path of tumah. And the general rule is, obviously, all kalim that have a receptacle, that have a cavity there, are makabel tumah. When it comes to materials, so we have different sizes and different materials. So generally speaking, we say you have two sizes that we talk about. First, you have a complete garment. Obviously, it's mekabel tumah. It's a complete garment. But let's say incomplete garment, but it's a chashuv material. So we say that three tfachim, three hands, half an amo, is a chashuv material for wealthy people. But for anything less than that, for a wealthy person, is insignificant. So three tfachim is chashuv for everybody. Bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. Then you have three fingers, three etzbois. That's a tiny piece of material. For an usher, it's insignificant, worthless. But for an ani, it's also worth something. So three etzbois is chashuv for an ani, but not chashuv for an usher. And therefore, three etzbois could be mekabel tumah in certain materials. And then three hands could be mekabel tumah even other materials, because it's chashuv enough, because it's chashuv for everybody. And just remember in mind, the Gemara, you know, in counting, even though generally a word at the end of the hay is Lashon Akeva, and without a hay is Lashon Zachar, but by counting, it's all the way around. So Shalosh is Lashon Akeva. So whenever it says Shalosh, it means fingers, that's Ba'ois, and because Lashon Akeva, and Shloisha is actually Lashon Zachar, and that is Tfachim. So Tfachim is masculine, and Etz Ba'ois is feminine. So the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but whenever it says Shalosh, we know what it means, or Shloisha. So now the Gemara continues. Tanya, Lent Neber Aisa, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Shimon says, Kol Yoytzei Min Ha'Eitz, anything that emanates from a tree, Ein Boi Mishim Sholosh Al Sholosh. Anything that emanates from a tree is not chashuv enough and doesn't have the din of three fingers by three fingers. It's not chashuv. So it's a part of a tree, even if it's three fingers by three fingers and it's suitable for anim, it's not mekabel tuma. And on the other hand, you're allowed to use it for schach. Why? Because the rule by schach is it has to be gedule karka, it has to grow from the ground, and it's not allowed to be mekabel tuma. But if it's three fingers by three fingers, which in certain materials is mekabel tuma, but not if it emanates from a tree. So therefore, you can use it for schach. Chutz is one exception, mepishtan flax. We'll see later in the Gemara that flax is mekabel tuma. Flax is mekabel tuma, even though it grows, it's mekabel tuma in a small amount. And we'll see later how we know it's tomorrow. Our Abaye says Abaye. So this concept of Rav Shimon Lozer, who just told us that there's no din of three fingers by three fingers, that's something that emanates from a tree. And likewise, the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, in another braisa, we have Rabbi Shmuel, who will inform us of a certain halacha. Amru Dovrecha, they basically both say the same thing. They both say the same thing, as we'll soon see. What's the story? Rabbi Shimon Lozer had Amna. Shimon Lozer is what we just said. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? Mayi, what is that? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, we're trying to learn out that something that comes from a tree, there's no din of three by three. So the Gemara says, and it's not necessarily only something that comes from a tree. We're going to see that the pasuk we learn from the goyim. What's the definition of from leprosy? What's the definition of a tree, of material? And they will say the Torah uses examples of tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen. So we're going to say that everything else is excluded. Other materials are excluded. Not only things that emanate from a tree, but everything else as well. For example, things that grow from a goat, the wool of a goat, and so on, is also not considered tzemer and pishtim, and they don't have the din of gimel by gimel. What we are going to discuss is, if they don't have the din of three fingers by three fingers, these other materials, what about three hands by three hands, three tvachim by three tvachim? Is it because that's choshev, then it doesn't matter what the material is, and it's mekabel tuma, or all other materials are not mekabel tuma if it's not a complete beged? That's going to be the discussion of the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, what's the story of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, Hoyul says, V'nemer begodim b'teide, it says begodim in teide stam. It says many times in different dinim in the teide, it uses the word beged. Let's say by the Tishrotzim, they metame something, or if a mace is metame something. It says, oy beged. It says a beged. The teide doesn't define what the definition of a beged is. And so on, all these laws are tumor. So what's the definition of a beged? So it says by Bernagoyim, it does say. It says by Megoyim, this is ha-beged, the beged that has a tzaras in it. And then the Torah spells out either a beged tzemer or a beged pishtim. So it's clearly spelled out that beged means wool and linen, says the Rishmon. Generally speaking, the Torah used the word beged. And then upar lachakasa be'echman. And in one place, in one instance, the Torah actually specifies the definition of beged, tzemer pishtim. He's malahal, just like over there, tzemer pishtim, wool and linen. I've called tzemer pishtim. Whenever it says in the Torah beged, all the laws of tumah, it's referring to wool and linen. So therefore, Tanya Shmuel is the one who came along and limits beged to wool and linen. So when Rav Shimon Meloza says that something that emanates from a tree does not have the din of a part material of three fingers, where does he get it from? From the Tanya Shmuel. They're both saying the same thing. That's what a bayah holds. Comes along Rav and says, no, I believe this is a fundamental difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Lozan. What is that? Rav says, the difference will be three tfachim and three tfachim, shloisha al shloisha, three tfachim and three tfachim, which is very a choshev material. B'shab b'god yigimnai, by other materials will be a difference. Rabbi Shimon Lozan says, I'm only discussing three fingers by three fingers, but three tfachim by three tfachim is choshev, and therefore other materials are also mekabatum. Or Tanya Bishmol, let's say. Tanya Bishmol, because he learns from the Pasuk Tzemer of Pishtim, makes no distinction between three fingers and three hand breaths, and what?